In that day, take wings and fly away. Glad to hear the trumpet sounding in that morning. Hosanna, O Lord, hell I want to go to join a league of angels in that morning. See the stars begin to fall, and to hear our Savior call, hey, rise and come to the judgment in that morning, crying, oh Lord, hell I want to go to join the holy angels in that morning. See the moon turn to blood while the saints are praising God. See the world all on fire and the saints rising higher. Run, O Lord, hell I want to go to join the holy angels in that morning. I see our parents in that day taking wings and flying away, glad to hear the trumpet sounding in that morning. Run, O Lord, how I want to go to join the holy angels in that morning. This is going to happen. See the earth melt away in that great an awful day. You're going to hear the trumpet sounding in that morning. Run, O Lord, how I want to go to join a league of angels in that morning. Listen, sinner man, see ye poor sinners in that day, quite willing then to pray, but at last it'll be too late in that morning. Run, O Lord, how I want to go to see my Savior most of all in that morning. Don't put it off for the trump. The trumpet's going to sound.
Yes, it is.
And the dead in Christ is going to get up first. And them which remain and yet are alive shall not prevent them from coming forth. But they also shall be changed, Brother Jim, in a moment, at the twinkling of an eye, which they claim I've heard is 150th of a second. It's going to be a quick work will the Lord do when he returns back to this earth. There's not going to be time to pray. There's not going to be no use in praying, sinner man, when the Lord is in the clouds of glory. Because when he leaves that throne, the mercy door is going to be closed. And the wrath of God is going to be poured out without mixture upon the earth. He said, the Lord shall come with 10,000 of his angels to execute judgment upon the earth. Oh, I hope my children takes heed before it's too late. I hope they hear the voice that I heard 1974 when I begin to pray. I hope they feel what I felt, Brother Lonnie, back there in 1975, just before the midnight hour. I hope you can understand there's a way that seemeth right to man, but the end thereof is death. But Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, and by me, if any man shall enter in, he shall be saved. He shall go in and out, and he'll find pasture for his soul. He'll find rest for his soul. There's a peace that surpasses all understanding. The love of God today cannot be measured. Brethren, from the very beginning of time, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that just whosoever will believe upon him could have everlasting life, abiding right down within his heart. Brethren, God didn't come just to dwell on the earth. He come to dwell within the earth. Within the earth there is a man in here called a soul. And God said, Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door, I'll come into him, and I'll sup with him, and he with me. I'll give unto him that is of a thirst, of a drink of the water of life. I'm glad that I got a drink of the water of life, brethren, and it's been in me a well of living water springing up into everlasting life. Do you want a drink of that water? Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near, for the day of his coming is nigh, and who shall be able to stand the day of his coming? I'll tell you who's going to stand. The man that's been down to the banquet house, and the banner over him has been love. For him today, no wonder the Solomon of old had said, my love, my dove, my undefiled, she listen, she's the choice one of her mother that begot her. Listen today. And then, brethren, we see that she is the only one that come out of the wilderness land, come leaning upon her beloved. Brethren, today, God so loved this world, he called her out of the wilderness, brethren, and set her upon the foundation that no other man could have set. Establishing, he said that his foundation stands assured, having this seal the day the Lord knows them that are his. Friend today, God's got one church, and those that are born again are them that's been down to that banquet house, brother, and had the blood applied under the river dying soul, and wiped away all the sins of their life. brethren. I think of the Passover as we will enter into Him directly. I've been down there long ago, brethren. I thought of that and here. How the night was dark, brethren. How they prepared a lamb, brethren. A son to be slain. God has always had a plan, brethren. Friend today. And he told her to put the lamb. And brethren, from they watch it in for many a day. Listen today, brethren. And there couldn't be a spot. There couldn't be a blemish in him. No, brethren. And listen today. And they took the lamb, brethren. And they slew the lamb. And they took the blood, he said. And over the lintel of the pole. And down the poles, brethren. You put the blood on the lintel and on the poles. Brother. And when the death angel come down through Egypt land, Lord, ever firstborn, where the blood wasn't applied, the death angel was gonna come, brother, and they was gonna die, brother. I thought of that night, brother, how Pharaoh's heart had to be melted down. He'd hardened it so many times, brother, but he had a young child, brother, that died that night, brother, and many of them in the land, there was a cry went out of that land. Brother, I think of the cry of the people when the Lord returns. What a sound it's going to be, brother. What a cry is going to be in the land. Lord, wait a little longer. Lord, have mercy, Lord. But there ain't going to be no mercy to be found, Brother John. Lord, listen today. When the pale horse and the rider come by, the day is going to come to an end for you. And that through the night the death angel slew. But when it came to the blood, brethren, the blood, he passed over that house, brother. I want you to know today, if you got the lamb's blood in you, the death angel, listen, the old, it's going to take them down where they die, never die. It's going to pass you by, brother, because you're going to live, and live forever. If you've been born again, brother, what kind of lamb's blood do you have today? It's not the blood of bulls and goats. It's not the blood of the lambs. It is of the earth, brother. No. This lamb that I'm talking about, brother, down in before the world was ever formed, before there ever was a man put upon the earth, brother, he stood as a lamb slain before the foundation of the world, brother. Listen, this Lamb of God, God, foreknowledge of God was before there ever was a world, brother. He knew what man would do. He saw the depravity of man and knew that man had nothing to redeem himself. Well, he would choose to sin, brother. And it was the choice of man. God put in man a soul, brother, and gave him a right to choose. He said, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Who are you serving this morning? Are you serving the Lord? Or are you serving the wicked one? Whoever you yield yourself servants to, that's whose servant you are today. You can't serve the Lord with one hand and the devil with the other hand. So though in the Spirit of the Lord knock on your heart, Jesus, call upon the name of the Lord and beg for mercy while you still have life and while the Spirit is working with you. When the Spirit is gone and there ain't no knocks on your heart, you know there's a danger, friend, of being twice dead and plucked up by the roots. Work while it's day, and when he seeks your heart out, don't let him go, brother. And be like Solomon of old, cried, have you seen him whom my soul loves? Lord, Lord, Lord. He said, I went through the city. I sought him whom my soul loved. I come to the watchman, and the watchman wounded me. He'll tell you the truth, brother. He said, I went beyond the watchman, and I found him whom my soul loved. And I took him in, brother. I took him to my mother's house. What did you do, friend? When the Lord come into your house, did you tell everybody about him? The Lord has come to live in my house. Oh, it was filthy, brethren. It wasn't clean in my house. But I had a man to come in and cleaned it up. He said, I and my father will come in. We'll bind that strong man. We'll spoil his goods. We'll cast him out. I'll make a new creature out of you. I'll come into you and you'll live forever. I'll give unto them eternal life and they shall never perish, brother. Oh, how good it is, brother, when you find him whom your soul loves. Take him in, brother, and tell the world how great things Jesus has done for you. You think about a man. He was a wild gathering, brother, and I preach about him so often because he was like the world, brother. He was a dead man. He dwelled among the tombs. I dwelled among the tombs. Listen, he was way wounded himself, and they tried to bind him. I want you to know that you can't bind the wicked one. He has more power than man, brother. Listen, the day they bound him in fetters, they put chains upon him, and he broke them asunder, brother. Who can bind a Leviathan? Who can put a hook in his jaw, brother? There's only one man has the power to bind him, and Jesus come unto the land of the Gadareans that day. Oh, brethren, the disciples were with him. But you didn't see them out front, brethren. No, this man was a mean man. Lord, Lord, Lord. Thank God for the power of God over the wicked one, brother. When Jesus saw us, he seen Jesus. He ran unto Jesus. Did Jesus turn his back and run, brethren? No! He ran to the one that hang the moon on in the air and called the stars to shine. He ran to the one that had the remedy, the pour in the oil into his wounds he had, brother. Listen today, brother. He come unto Jesus, and then the devils begin to speak. Who art thou? Listen, we are legions, for we are many, brother. I see men in this land have and many wicked spirits about them. Don't you think today that men are still possessed with devils? Brother Shores, I'm living today. Listen today. How many devils did this man have? Listen what the Bible said. He said unto Jesus, suffers not to go into the land, suffers to go into the herd of swine. There was a dwelling around there, and there was about 2,000 of them, brother. You think about this now. And the wicked spirit went into the herd of swine, and they all run down violently into the sea, and they drowned in the sea. I believe it was a prophecy that was fulfilled. And he told Israel, he said, I'll cast your sin into the depths of the sea, that never be remembered against you no more. I want you to know today, listen, Jesus, cast your sins out. He said, I'll cast them from the far the east is to the west. I'll never remember them against you no more. Lord, no, they're covered under the blood. Who can look under the blood, brother? When the blood covers your sin, he'll make you ever with white as snow. Listen today, brother. There's no cleansing like the blood of Jesus. He clothed his white gator in. He clothed him up, brother. Oh, brother, I think that very night I was had filthy garments, brother. But he put a coat on, I had a filthy tongue. But that night, the sin that I had, he put a coal of fire upon it, and he purified it, brother. This purifying fire of the Lord, he said, God is a consuming fire. If you invite him into your heart, he'll burn out the chaff. He'll burn out the sin, brother. And like the wild getter in, brother, he'll clothe you and put you in your right mind.
Thank you, Lord.
Tell you to go home.
Tell what?
Tell how great things the Lord has done for you. How great things Jesus has done for you. What has he done for you, sinner man? He picked my feet out of the mire and the clay. He set them on the rock. He established my going. He put this wonderful song in my mouth, which is praise unto his name. And since 1975, I've been a-singing the song of Zion, brother. I've been a-praising the name of Jesus. If I live to be 100, brother, I hope I'm still standing. And I preach of the word and praise of the name of the Lamb. Oh, God, this morning, I'm not worthy, brother. Brother Jim, we're just flesh. We're weak creatures on the earth. I just wait on the Lord. I just trust in the Lord. And you know what he promised me? He said, I'm going away, little children. But if I go away, I'm going to come again. I'm going to send my angel to the four corners of the earth, and I'm going to gather my jewels. He's got jewels today. Ye are a holy nation. Ye are a priesthood. Ye are the people of God that's been born again. And you are the one, brother, that outshines the noonday sun. He said, you're a city set on a hill that cannot be hid, brother. So let your light shine, O church, that men can see how good it is, how pleasant it is to serve the Lord. Come, get a drink of the water of life. Let him that hear, let him come. Let just whosoever will come and drink of the water of life, brother. It's free salvation. Brother John, I want you, if you're athirst today, I want you to come and get you a drink of water that will be in you a well of living water and hit a spring up into everlasting life. Oh, the But when you get down in the valley, when sorrows rolls around you so high, you can call on the Lord. And the Lord will give you a drink. He'll pick you out of the dry places. And he'll put you in a fruitful land. He said, I'll cause the dew to fall from heaven. The former rains and the latter rain. Oh, brethren, let the latter rain come. Oh, brethren, and bless us today. Oh, and if you're a plant of his, he'll water you. He'll cause you to blossom like the rose. Listen, bless the road of Sharon today. Bless the lily of the valley. Oh, Lord God of heaven, how beautiful is the old church as she moves along. She's a moving along this morning. We got our eyes on kingdom's land. We got our eyes on Jesus. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. And we're pressing on to the mark of the high calling. I think of that little songs that they're women. I just about sung it today. I'm pressing on to the mark of the high calling that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going there for myself. I'm not going for no one else. I want to see him for myself. Oh, church, I want to hear his voice. Oh, come up a little higher. Oh, little church, come up a little higher. You've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over many. Oh, don't you want to go in that morning when the trumpets sound? Listen, we'll raise the shout of victory song. We'll sing the victory song. There's a song I've been longing to sing.
I can't sing it.
I can't sing it no down here. I love to hear that sound. She come down through the myrtle trees. The sound begin to move. And the trees begin to wave. There's a sound today. He said, my sheep hear my voice. And the sound of the stranger. The voice of the stranger. They will not follow. For they know not the voice of the stranger. But I know my Father's voice. I know the sound of his voice. I know the place of the Lord. Lord God, lead me to the rock that is higher than thy burden. Let me live in the shadow of his wing. Let me hold on to the unchanging hand of the Lord. Troubles and sorrow endure but for a night. But the joy is going to come in the morning. In this world you shall have trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer. Jesus said, I've overcome the world. Don't you worry, old church. He's standing by your side. He's under you today. He's above you. He's surrounded you as the hills and the mountains about Jerusalem. So is the Lord around and about his people. Henceforth and forever, Brother Keith, there's no end of his mercy. There's no end of his love. Oh, my love, my dove, my undefiled. Brother, he loves his church this morning. He's got your names written on his hair. He beholds you. He said, I'll never forsake you. I'll never leave you. I'll be with you in the sixth trouble. I'll let no evil come upon you in the seventh. I thank Lord when it comes time for me to die. Lord, 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 don't forget me, Lord, and leave me here. Oh, brother, I cried, Lord, don't forget me. And you know, he said, I promise you, I'll come again, and I'll receive you unto myself. Don't you worry, little child, he won't forget you. I'll be with you until the end. Lord, 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 and when the end comes, it'll be the sweet exchange from a natural unto a spiritual house where we can dwell with our Lord forever and forever. Do you want a drink of that water? Do you want to eat a bite of that bread? He said, Moses, he a man in the wilderness, and they are all dead. But here's the good part. If you eat of this manna, he said, "Endly son, you shall never die." It'll be endly son the day. This bread, he said, that came down from God out of heaven, that a man may eat thereof and never die. You see, it's eternal. Everything that God does, brethren, is eternal. No man can add to it. No man can take away from it. Whatsoever the Lord doeth, the devil cannot take away from it. Don't you worry. If God saves your soul, unless you stand assured, he will keep you until the day of redemption. I've got a seal on me, brother. A seal to the day of redemption with that Holy Spirit of promise. I've got a hedge about me, brother. It's the grace of God, brother. It's the salvation of the Lord. And the Lord knows them that are healed. And he's going to come for you again, friend, and receive you unto himself. Then where I am, he said, there you may be also. The door is open today. Just come one, come all. Listen, there's a family reunion. We'll get together one morning up on the streets of glory. There we'll shout down the streets of glory. There we'll sing the song we can't sing here. I've been redeemed. Both soul and body. I sang the glorious song that the angels can't even sing. They desired to look into this grace wherein by we stand, brethren, and that's sealed. Bless the Lord today. Woo. It's good, Brother John. You see, Brother Jim, I thought of Brother Jim. I know it's a hard thing to just turn your tongue loose and let words come out underneath there. That's the hardest thing you'll ever learn to do. But when you learn to do it, just let the Lord just bring them words out. They'll come from nowhere, Brother Jim, and just let the Lord have his way in your life. And Lord God, just let me speak that the words may enter into the hearts of the people, that sinner man can see how good it is to serve the Lord and have him in your life, friend. There's no peace like this peace. There's no God like our God, brethren. He's a rock in this worried land. He's the shelter when your storms come in your life. When sorrow and death comes, you'll have someone to lean upon. You'll have someone when the nights are dark and lonely and you can't sleep. You can just call upon the Lord. At the night, one night, about 3 a.m, brethren, I woke and seemed lying. It was a fearful place. And I knew the presence of the Lord was in that house. And brethren, and all of a sudden I heard him say, "Fear not, little child, it is I. I'm here." Brother, listen today. There is no feeling like that. There is no peace like that. The feel that the God of heaven has come into your heart and give you peace that night. Friend, there is no love like this love. There is no peace like this peace. He said, "I'll cause it to flow like a river, brother. Cause it to flow like a river." The old writer said, I saw a pure river of water of life proceeding out of the throne and out of the Lamb, brethren. That's that Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. That's the Lamb in whom, brethren, we're going to hold in regard here today in remembrance of him. That's the memorial, brethren, we're going to have, not of the Lamb that was slain in Egypt, but the Lamb of God, brethren, and his blood that was shed for the sins of many, brethren. That's what we're going to hold in regard for memorial today. Oh, God. Brother Squire Watts said, "I'm done." Hey, I love Brother Squire. I'm done. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to know him. Feel in your heart that he knows you. If you don't find out nothing else in life, I'm going to tell you, there is nothing. There's gold and silver. There's not popularity. President's place in the United States of America can't bring you this peace and this love that I feel. The only place you can get it is on your knees, crying for God to give you the mercy that you so deserve. You so deserve mercy, because if you get judgment, you'll go down to a burning hell, friend, and you don't want to go there. Like Paul said, do not know in the terror of the Lord, I do persuade.